This is the Rare Witch Roundtable, Episode 9, for May 22nd, 2009. Mesa. Welcome to the 9th episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. I'm Kelvin Getley, aka Gaming Master 2K, and joining me today is Bottles98, Larry Keller in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Hello, hello.
We also have Gruntling, Aaron Haslam from Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa.
That's what I said.
Hello.
And joining us again this week, we have Hakey Wake, a.k.a. Hakey Wakey, also known as James Gow, from Edinburgh, Scotland.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's like 10:30.
Good afternoon.
7:30 in the morning is not evening.
Well, yeah, it is. That's the extent, that's my counter-argument, really.
I was expecting some sort of big comeback, you know, built up. Well, but then it faltered.
It was either that or no, your face.
Both good, both good. Okay, so we'll start off with our number 2 news story this week. New titles join the Xbox 360 Platinum Hits Collection. There were 8 new Xbox 360 games who have reached the rank of Platinum Hits, which I believe is had to have sold 400,000 copies in the first 9 months. Joining the games is Gears of War, Forza Motorsport 2, Mass Effect, Army of Two, Battlefield Bad Company, Burnout Paradise, EA Sports Fight Night Round 3, and Rare's Viva Pinata. That's actually Rare's third title to on the Xbox 360 to reach the Platinum Hits Collection, so I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I don't own any of them yet.
Neither do I.
It's like good, bad. I do have Mass Effect, though. And I should hope you all do as well.
Not me.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I like to kid about Mass Effect.
It must be Australian humor or something.
Well, that's understandable. No one understands it anyway, so...
I would like to pick up Burnout Paradise sometime, actually.
That sounds pretty good. I haven't picked that up either.
Well, now that it's a platinum hit, it's going to be cheaper for you.
How much does it cost, do you know? $20, is that usually the standard?
Yep. It says price is starting as low as $20, so...
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Are the 360 platinum boxes as nasty as the GameCube platinum ones?
I haven't seen the GameCube ones, but I don't like the platinum boxes. I'd rather the original covers.
The actual box art is a very small rectangle surrounded by just a platinum mess.
I saw an Uncharted for PS3 as well that was platinum, and it just looked pretty... the box looked so cheap. I don't know if it's a running theme that every platinum set of games has to look that way, but I think I blame the PS1 for starting that trend.
Maybe the other $30 for the game is actually just in the box art design.
As either make money then.
Moving on to our second news story this week, a new issue of Scribes has appeared on Rare's website. Topics discussed include Stop and Swap, Banjo-Kazooie RPG, a request for many ports including Banjo-Kazooie and Conker's Bad Fur Day to the DS, a revival to the Blast Corps and Jet Force Gemini series, and ports of Rare's ZX Spectrum titles. Would anyone ever play half those games?
Does anybody even know what ZX Spectrum is?
Not me.
I don't know much about it.
I don't know anything.
No.
The entry that I found interesting was from Topmon Hit, and I'm assuming it's going to be Topmon Hit from our forums as well, and he makes reference to a Banjo-Kazooie RPG, because he says that he's just bad at vehicle games, he crashes too much. Rare's response was, a BK RPG wouldn't necessarily be all that bizarre. In addition to the upgradable moves, Other RPG standards like Rambling Conversations and scores of freakish NPCs have been part of the Banjo experience since the beginning, and bosses, apart from Nuts and Bolts, which, as Topmon Hit pointed out, didn't seem to have many of them. So, it seems to me like they're actually teasing the idea that there might be an RPG-styled Banjo coming out, or at least a new Banjo game. What do you think? Anyone?
I don't think it's any kind of confirmation of anything, but...
Yeah, it sounds more like a... I don't know. A bit of wishful thinking, I think, but they did make a Sonic RPG, I suppose, so, you know.
I'd be expecting them to be working, or at least thinking about a new Banjo game at this stage, because Rare have said, now this isn't my imagination, is they have said that they want to continue working on Banjo.
Right.
I'm sure they're at least thinking about it.
So I wonder if the actual RPG-styled Banjo is one of those ideas, because we know Nuts and Bolts had three ideas before it, or two other ideas before it became Nuts and Bolts, so maybe this is just one of those ones that we might never see, we might see. Who knows?
Would you guys like to see an RPG?
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of in that mood at the moment, because I just picked up Chrono Trigger for the DS.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so the more the merrier, I think.
I'd be interested to seeing a RPG. I think it's more because it's a different style to the what we've seen with the platforming and then vehicle platforming.
For me, it just depends on how it turns out, because for RPGs, I either really, really like them or I really, really hate them.
I tell you, the Banjo team doesn't work on anything else but Banjo games, then.
Banjo team worked on Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
That's true. That was quite a while ago, though.
Yeah, but it means that they're not limited to just Banjo, otherwise there'd be a lot of Banjo games out by now.
So does anybody actually know what they're doing just now, or...? Because I don't know, I'm oblivious to anything Rare does, so...
All we know is that the Banjo team is supposedly doing something. George K. kind of implied that in a post from a while back.
Well, it's good to know that they're getting paid to do something and not nothing. Do you reckon we'll find out what the Banjo team's been up to at E3? Because that's only, what, next week or week after?
A little more than a week.
10 days, I think. I suppose it's as good a time as any, really, isn't it?
Well, assuming they've got something to actually release, not just another, we're working on something.
That's never really stopped companies before at E3, though.
If they do, they'll release a teaser trailer and we'll have to wait 2 years to hear anything.
Okay, moving on to Forum Watch this week. Larry, why don't you start us off?
My thread is the Royal Wii thread posted by Jinji Mongo in the Nintendo General Discussion Forum. And it's a news article about a gold-plated Wii that I think it was THQ sent to the Queen of England. They sent along with it their game Big Family Games. So this was all a stunt to promote a minigame collection.
Got to admit, as far as stunts go, this is a pretty good one. It's out there.
Yeah, I've already...
I just found that highly amusing.
It does look pretty spiffy, though.
It's all shiny, but how long will it stay shiny for? That's what I want to know.
I think it looks really ugly.
Yeah, but you could see yourself playing your 360 in the reflection on it.
Just as well, you don't want to see yourself playing the Wii, because with all the movements, you probably look a bit funny anyway. I know I do.
Really? Vids?
I haven't even got my Wii hooked up. I haven't played it for like a year, and then we upgraded some setup in the lounge room over Christmas, and I never hooked it back up yet.
I've been playing it because Punch-Out came out.
Oh, yes. I think that came out today here, in fact. I've held off buying it yet because I'm really too lazy to dig out my Wii.
Okay, so moving on. Hakey James, why don't we hear your topic?
My thread is Metal Gear Solid 5 teased by the now Grunties reject Falco. Don't know what that's about. More amusing. And this is about the speculation that one of Kojima's new projects is going to be Metal Gear Solid 5 because of the teaser on the Konami webpage. And what it originally was a countdown that was counting down until what was supposed to be another announcement. And it just, in fact, counted down to another countdown. So, I think people did look at the webpage code for that, and there's a bunch of other countdowns that are going to happen as well. I think it finishes around the time of the Microsoft E3 conference. So I have no idea what that announcement's going to be. Everybody seems to think it's Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm not entirely sure what they're basing that on, other than, well, I guess Sony likes money. But Kojima has been adamant that, you know, it's finished after Metal Gear Solid 4. That's it. And I'm more inclined to take him on his word at that. I'm not convinced it's going to be Metal Gear Solid 5. Well, I'm enjoying the rampant speculation, though.
Well, I was reading online yesterday, and apparently with this new countdown, if you wait long enough, you'll get some letters and characters flash up on the screen, and if you put them together, it reads 5 at E3.
What does it all mean?
Maybe we'll get some sort of weird game just called 5.
Or S.
So, something to look forward to. And Falco is actually an alternate account of Tito. That's why he's a Grunty's reject. Okay, Aaron, your topic for the week.
Okay, my topic is by Repo Banjo. He's asking, how much farther do you think graphics will improve in video games, in other words? Well, basically, we've seen since video games came out how with each generation it seems like the graphics just get better and better. I mean, from, like, say, the NES days to the Super Nintendo, there was a kind of a big leap there. Before we just had, like, really boring colors, really blocky, and then it became, you know, more detailed. And then after that, we started getting introduced to 3D games with the Nintendo 64 and the PS1 and all those consoles. And then we got into the PS2 and the GameCube, and we started seeing, like, really refined graphics and everything like that. So now we're here with, you know, the Xbox 360 and the Wii and the PlayStation 3, and you look at the graphics, and, you know, they're really photorealistic. So do you guys think that the graphics will improve much more? And how long do you think that'll be before we get to that point where graphics won't really be, like, part of everything we expect in the next generation?
I think I posted in that thread, actually. If I send you this, if you go to our text chat, I send you a screenshot of Crysis, which I think we can unanimously agree is one of the better looking games on the market at the moment.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty good.
So, it's obvious, we're obviously not photorealistic yet, and I imagine we can, you know, get the beads of sweat on Mario's forehead, like during Mario Tennis and stuff, better. I mean, I think we will be able to see that eventually, but I don't think people are really interested in that anymore. I think what is more important is seeing more, I can't really describe it other than saying things, more things on screen at once rather than shinier. Things like a Dead Rising or Left 4 Dead, where you've got just hundreds of different characters going around at one time. I think that's probably what we're going to shift more towards.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, I think they're always going to be trying to improve it till it is, you know, the same as real life, but I think we are going to see more objects that being able to be loaded on screen until we just have these massive worlds that can take us a full day to just walk across and everything has been loaded into memory or something like that. But I think it's going to take a while before it gets there. It's going to be 20, 30 years, my guess.
Yeah, I think there will always be work to do on the graphics front. Speaking of large overworlds, I think the biggest one has actually been entered into the Guinness World Records at the moment, because I saw this earlier. I'll send it to you. And if we read Joystick's article about Codemasters' new racing game, Fuel, apparently the playable environment is 5,560 square miles, which is pretty big. Really? Has to be said.
That is pretty big. Although, I'm a kilometer guy, so, you know.
That's still pretty big. It's a racing game, right?
You put the square in square kilometers, Gaming Master.
Yeah, so Fuel, is it it's just a racing game?
I think so. I don't know that much about it, but I do know I have Codemasters' previous iterations in Dirt. I haven't picked up Grid yet, but those are pretty good. Not open-ended, though. So, maybe like Burnout Paradise or Need for Speed Underground 2, I guess. I don't really... don't really know. I'm just mesmerized by big numbers.
That is a very big number, and yeah, over the years I think we're just going to see that increase, and that's more what the focus will be about. I think you're right there.
You know, I think that when we think about like how games are going to look in the future, you just kind of have to look at like the movies, for example. Like you look at Pixar or DreamWorks and see those animated movies. And I think that's kind of the direction of how realistic it's going to look, how high definition like and realistic it's going to be. You know, some people in the thread were saying, you know, eventually we're going to reach a ceiling, or a wall where we can't make it more realistic. But I kind of tend to disagree with that because. No matter like you know how good the graphics get, you can never get that close to reality. So I think with each new generation of consoles that comes out, it'll there'll still be room to improve. In other words,
yes.
you must have just read my mind. That's what I was thinking.
put a lot of thought into it.
Do you have anything to say, Larry?
Not really.
Where would you like to see graphics go, Larry?
I don't know. I've never been too concerned with how realistic graphics look or anything.
Just into the story and the gameplay, then.
Yep.
I'll agree with that. You know, a good story is what makes the game, but I find that if a game has good story and good graphics, it's just one that sort of blows you away.
Oh, I'm not saying graphics don't matter. I'm just saying I've never been too concerned with it.
Okay, so moving on to my topic this week. It's the capability to tell the future, started by Congratulator in Almost Anything Goes.
And can you say that username again, please?
Congratulator.
Maybe once more.
Do you want me to say it, you know, just repeatedly and we can just do a loop? Congratulator.
I will come clean. I was trying to make you trip up over the word.
Congratulations.
I can't do that.
Conglomerate.
Mr. C.
Mr. C.
Started by Mr. C in the Anything Goes forums, and he's talking about odd discussions or occurrences that may have happened to us before, where we can sort of think, or at least think we predict the future, or what's going to happen. And the reason I chose this is because, as weird as it sounds, I've had sort of experiences with what I think are experiences with predicting the future, because I've had flashes where I've gone from one place to another, and then back again, and suddenly where I was has happened. Admittedly, the most it's been has been like a phone ringing, but I've, you know, and feelings, I often have feelings that something's going to happen, and I reckon most of the time I'm right with that. It's a different sort of feeling that you get rather than just thinking it's going to happen. What do you guys think? Do you think it's possible? Do you have any psychic powers?
I've had things like that happen, but only for really, really mundane things.
Yeah, it's never anything... My deja vu is never that exciting. Sometimes I'll think I've had a conversation already that I'm just in the middle of. but I haven't been able to save anybody's life or anything.
I've kind of had, like, what they're saying, really mundane things. Like, I remember one time I was, like, at a restaurant that I'd never been before, and I felt like I had been there.
Good restaurant?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was Italian food.
Good choice.
Now, with these feelings that I get, you know, sometimes people can say, well, okay, you felt that something was going to happen and you've made it happen, but there was one day I remember, because if you don't know, I work at a cinema as a projectionist, and I was there on a Thursday getting the movie ready to screen on that Saturday, and I just had this really strong feeling that something was going to go wrong with the movie on Saturday, and I wasn't there screening it on the Saturday because I had to have that week off, so someone else came in. And I find out the week after that something had in fact gone wrong. Now, I can't remember exactly what it was now, but something had gone wrong with the film. So, it's just things like that.
You didn't sabotage it, did you?
Maybe subconsciously I sabotaged it just to make myself feel better. Yes, I'm psychic, look at this.
I think that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? I think it's too weird for me to think about.
It's one of those things that if I didn't have what's happened to me happen, I would be saying, no, it's not real. Okay, so moving on to our email this week. Okay, so moving on to the emails this week. This one is from Andrew Lala, and he says, hello, Roundtable. I was just wondering what you guys thought about Banjo-Tooie DLC. If there was DLC, the DLC that he would want is new missions and obviously online play. What would we like to see if there ever was DLC released for the game? P.S. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm a big fan of the show. I listen to it all the time. Keep up the great work. Firstly, thank you for that P.S. I like to hear that people listen to us and we're not just talking to ourselves. What would you guys like to see for Banjo-Tooie?
I don't think they're going to do any, considering they refused potential features like online play in order to keep it, quote, faithful.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think, I mean, pretty sure that they're not doing DLC for it, but imagine they were. They say, oh yeah, we've got this new upcoming DLC. What features would you like to see?
I would definitely like
online play.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe something that'll let you download the game for free.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice.
I can't really think of anything other than the online play.
What about
Bottles Revenge?
Yeah, there you go, right there.
I'm not, I mean, it would be good to see it in there, but I'm not hanging out for it. I wasn't one of those people that was extremely disappointed when it was confirmed not to be in the port, so.
If they had Bottles Revenge working online, that'd be pretty spiffy, I think.
Yeah, if they combined those two, that'd be really fun, I think.
That would actually get me a lot more interested in online play and Bottles Revenge. That would be good to see.
I can't actually remember much of Banjo-Tooie, to be honest.
With the whole Bottles Revenge thing online, that would be like having the whole entire game multiplayer online.
It's something that I think they should have considered, but they probably did consider it, so can't really say that, but I think they should have enhanced it rather than trying to stick to the faithful port and then adding Stop and Swap 2.
I would have liked
that. I thought that was Nintendo's excuse for why there wasn't much added to the VC games. Or are they just, like, lazy? I don't know.
I think they're just lazy. Make a quick buck.
Either one works, I guess.
That's my biggest complaint about ports.
I suppose it would be too much to be wishful thinking to want some more downloadable levels for Banjo-Tooie. Like, if they opened up the lair or anything. Yeah. Wasn't really anything that I was desperate to explore in Banjo-Kazooie, though. I think it was quite a... I got my fill out of it. I always wanted to go in the lair in Banjo-Tooie, though.
Yeah, that would have been good. See how all the levels have changed. Or have new levels in there.
I would have even liked something maybe with... I mean, it's more feasible with this Xbox Live Arcade. You get to a certain point in the game, you beat it, whatever, the rocks in the lair move, and then you walk through it and it starts up your Banjo-Kazooie game, just for the fun of it, you know, sort of like a time travel type situation.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's trippy.
That's what I was always expecting 10 years ago. I'll stop and swap, it'll remove the rocks and it'll either load Banjo-Kazooie or else it'll have new, well, the levels, but, you know, destroyed, so we can explore them. Sadly, it did not come to be.
I think I might. I would actually buy the game if it did that. But oh well.
So does that mean you're not going to be buying the game now?
Dude, I still have the original dashboard. That's how much I use Xbox Live.
That's right, I forgot about that, your original dashboard.
I wonder how many people actually still have that.
Well, there's probably a lot that don't get online, but how many people who can get online still have the original dashboard?
That's true. I actually had trouble connecting it to Live the last time. I think I've given up for the most part. Well, on an unrelated note, I did finish my degree in networking today, so...
Well, you should be able to hook it up, no problem.
You'd think so, yeah. I hope that answered your email.
Should we mention DMOS and Princess J leaving?
Oh, yeah, I went
together.
We should mention that, I think. Well, they're pretty important members, I think.
Maybe they were the same person. Have you ever seen them all posting in the same thread?
That assumes that we remember all the posts on the forums ever.
That's an easy task, I think.
If DMOS is Princess J, he must be a master of disguise. I've seen pictures of both of them, and
but were they in the same picture though?
No.
We could spin this into a legitimate theory, I think.
That's all we have for you this week. I'd like to thank Larry, Aaron, and James for joining me. Please send your questions, comments, and concerns to our email address, podcast@rarewitchproject.com. If we read your email on the show, you'll get a nice little trophy that can only be obtained by us reading your email on the podcast. If you enjoy our show, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. It does all help the show. Of course, feel free to leave comments on the forums. This recording may not be redistributed or broadcast without the express written consent of the Rare Witch Project. It is intended for private use only. Copyright 2009. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Aaron, where were you? Mesa, Arizona?
Yeah, Mesa.
Mesa.
Mesa?
Mesa.
Mesa.
Mesa?
Mesa.
I'm not going to be able to say this right, am I?
It's not very complicated.
Yes, it is. If it's spelt Mesa and not pronounced Mesa, it must be more complicated than it looks.
Okay, like, think of the month of May, and then Sa. Mesa.
Mesa.
I've got it. GM2K says Mesa, and then Gruntling says, I'll make a mess of you.
Alright, sure.
I have to spend a ridiculous amount of money on graduating in July. In fact, I think I actually have to pay even if I don't go. So, yeah.
I can't remember what it was with mine. I had to pay $150, I think it was, to graduate. But if I didn't end up going, I think I got most of that back.
So what did you do?
Hmm?
You have to tell us what you did now.
I paid the money and I went.
I can sleep at night now. Do you get to wear the hats?
I did. I got to wear a hat. I got to wear a gown and the colours of the science department at Monash.
See, that is what I've been complaining about for most of this year. We don't get hats.
You don't get hats?
I'm told that's just a... No!
That's so weird. I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's just a predominantly American thing. And I'm crazy for even wanting one. I've been bitching about my lack of hat for a few months now.
What time zone are you in, James?
Greenwich Mean Time.
Ah, so yours is the real time zone.
Mine is, yeah. Not a fake, manufactured American one. Like, Central.
I'm not in Central.
Neither am I.
Maybe nobody is. It's all one big...
Way to go. Your insult completely failed.
What else? Oh, I think... I can't remember what it is. There's Pacific, I know that.
Pacific, Eastern, Mountain, and Central.
Yeah, Eastern.
There you go.
Mountain, is it? Is that even a real time?
It's Mountain time.
I just doesn't... I couldn't take that time zone seriously. I'm sorry. I would have to move elsewhere. You've ruined my exit now.